Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Russ Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And yes, this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. Of course, it's beautiful weather here tonight. Hosting tonight, as usual. The one, the only, without a disclaimer today.
Yet.
Mr. J.J. Nunn.
How's everybody doing out there? Are you happy as anything here, my
I'm
boy?
I'm laughing. What is it?
I'm just laughing
we made it in here by 35 seconds ago for the show.
Everything's fantastic, man.
Well, hey, you know, when you hear Gary say, oh, S, you know it's close.
Yeah, King's a loser and he's depressed.
Oh, man, you told me not to rile him up.
he's depressed. King's a losing.
Go, Kings, go.
That's
all I've got to say. Not the Ducks, it's Kings. Yeah. Okay. Of course, the voice of the man that's always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Somebody needs to enlighten me on what mission he's on. Maybe he can answer that for me.
I'm hoping it's either a barbecue or...
The mission changes.
That's why he's always on a mission.
I don't
know. In one direction or another.
His mission always changes, not mine.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my question. What's the next mission we're on? He's constantly getting us in trouble.
Okay, one way or
another. Excuse me.
One way or another. Hey. All there is to it. All I know, this past weekend, I wasn't escorted to the Nye County, county line.
was there anybody escorted to the Nye County?
That's all I know. That's all.
Hey, now they don't even want us in Pahrump, let alone at the track. They don't want us in Pahrump.
You have to, and luckily it's Halloween, so you go in disguise.
Wait, hey, can you turn around and look at the TV real quick?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes.
I don't know.
Go, Richards.
Let's I don't see. Know.
Yeah. So
I'm worried about Tonopah. Tonopah in Nye County? Or are they in Clark County?
No, I think they're in Nye County.
Oh, jeez.
That's why one of us doesn't roll with JC Motorsports in case you guys need to get bailed out.
You never know. You might get. How about Mojave? Is Mojave in?
Oh, hey. We've got the ghost
in the studio
here.
Is Mojave in Nye County?
Hey, by the
That's
way.
In Arizona, isn't
yes,
it?
No, it's not in Nye County. It's in Mojave County, I believe. And by the way, guys.
What?
It's 2-2. Hey, don't count them Kings out yet.
Hey. How long's it's hockey season, obviously. How long's it been hockey season?
A month.
Is it about a month?
Yes. Hey, you know, on a serious note, I gotta say
we're gonna get serious now.
Okay, disclaimer first, and then let's get serious. Now.
I gotta say congratulations to JJ for finishing second this past weekend in Pahrump. He's been struggling with the car.
Obviously, most people get congratulated when they get first.
No, he's been struggling with the car, and we've been working on the car and
starting to get it dialed in.
Figured out a few pounds here and a few less pounds there and a few more pounds over there, and seems to be pretty dialed in right now. So
you got to kind of head Arlie stopping.
No, I didn't win. So.
Some tires and air pressure, believe it or not,
nice,
made a big difference. And it was a tough chat.
Yeah.
But
and as we've discussed, you know, what have we got to lose at this point?
You got two more races.
Two more races, yeah. But you know, like I said to Jay, you know, let's try the air here and a little less here. What do we, I mean? You know,
right.
We're struggling with that car anyway. So, he did good, and congratulations to Mike Lane for winning.
Ah,
so
cool.
He won the race, and I finished third. Which
did
was a rough track.
Did Russ make it out?
No, Russ did not make it back out.
No, he's got some head problems.
Oh.
But he's got another motor.
No, motor head problems.
Okay. Yeah, because as we know, no, I won't even say it. I won't even go there. We won't even go there. So,
but Russ shows up at the track.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And he's wearing this bright yellow shirt. And this is so true. Okay, he wears his bright yellow shirt, and on it it says, "Youthful enthusiasm is overcome by mature treachery."
That's funny.
It is so true, man. Okay, the trouble that we got in when we were young.
Yep.
All right, because we were enthusiastic.
The trouble you got in.
Okay. Now it's turned into treachery.
Treachery. Yep.
And he walked in with his hey, I read
That's
this,
funny.
And I mean, he comes up with stuff. We're talking about Russ Wilson, who races in the Bomber, number 29, red, white, and blue, 66 Thunderbird.
And he opens the show for us, too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, each week, he didn't have his car, but he comes into the pits, you know, talks with us, lays down some words of wisdom, and the man is full of wisdom, and he comes up with some one sometime. It just, you gotta meet the gentleman. If you're down there, you got to ask for Russ Wilson in the stands and shake his hand. Yeah,
and
he's an inspiration.
Speaking of Russ Wilson, we have him locked in for Touch a Truck this year.
No way! Wow. Of course, Russ Wilson, 86-year-old Bomber stock driver down in Pahrump Valley Speedway. So,
yep, we'll get that Thunderbird up here, man.
Yep.
And show it for Touch
Number
a Truck.
Number 29?
29.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue, 29, Thunderbird.
You know.
Can't miss him. Can't miss him. Well, obviously, if he's not on the track, he's wearing a bright yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Up in his hands. You can't miss him.
He's great. You know, and these, I mean, we bring out, you know, my Cougar's 78. And,
right.
And Gary's car is, what is that, 89. And Arlie's car is
96. 96, I'm sorry.
So you got a 70s, 80s, 90s
wow.
out there. And now we're going to bring out Thunderbird, and kids are going to think this car is from the space age.
Right, what is this thing?
You know, I mean, they ask us, what kind of car is this? They have absolutely no idea, you know. They're used to all these little Hondas and Toyotas and everything. They don't know cars like this. Their parents do, because they drove in the back of one,
that's
you know.
Funny.
And that's what I think, something with the Bombers. A lot of people can identify why they like the Bombers, because they've either been driven in or have owned a car like ours, you know.
Right.
And here's a 66 Thunderbird, you know, these kids are going to think is this from space?
We've all made fun of a car like a Bomber when we're growing up. Look at that boat. No.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But that's, you know, I mean, a lot of people can identify that,
sure.
You know, then to a super late model. You
right,
know,
exactly. That's
They can identify the mini stocks also.
Right.
Okay, because there's a lot of minis out there in today's, you know, market that, you know, are still being sold. But, you know, that's why people gravitate. I used to own one of those.
Right.
I used to own one of those. Mm. It wasn't as banged up as what JJ's driving, but
That's funny. Yeah, we were taking the mini down to, I think it was Mojave or somewhere, stopped to get gas, and somebody ran up to us and was like, "Oh, man, is that a demolition car?" hey, easy, guys. It's not a demolition car.
I've gone through that for years. Where's the demolition derby tonight? It's not a derby car. It's a Bomber. Oh, where's the Bomber
demolition
derby
race?
Tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But, yeah, you got a little Celica. So...
Two more races, right?
Yes, for you guys. Two more races. You got the 8th.
At least for your point season, two more races. Doesn't mean you're going to...
No, two more races.
For your point season.
Yeah, for the season. Actually, there are three more races at Pahrump Valley Speedway. And the 8th.
And the 16th is the day after the duel.
Yep, and that's a Sunday show. And then you've got November 22nd, which is the last race
now,
of the season.
Now, the 8th and the 22nd, are those both still a 7 p.m. show?
No.
Because on the schedule, they show it as a 7 p.m. show.
3 o'clock.
3 p.m., but I will double-check that.
At least on the website,
Really?
Click on the schedule, they show it as both of those as a 7 p.m. show.
Hey, how about this? If John Broughton is listening, why don't he call in the show and let us know what's going on?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, John, 702-685-8116.
What do you want?
702-685. John Hand's website.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
702-685-8116. And John also did those cards.
Oh, that's right.
The one-time
right.
print
Very
of
cards.
The Pahrump Valley Speedway drivers, pictures of the cars and a little biography on the back of them.
Very wide. Nice cards. Right?
Oh, they're friggin' awesome. They should be on the shelves. You could sell them on the shelves. That's how quality they are.
Yeah.
You could sell them on the shelves of the stores.
Wow.
I've collected cards for years. John did a fantastic job with them.
Hey, Mike,
yeah.
I'm on that website, and you're exactly right. It does show a 7 p.m. start.
On both
sides
at night.
Maybe if they're changing hours... as in the time of the race, maybe they should let some of the drivers know that.
Right, because you guys were told, or at some point...
The whole time it's been 3 o'clock on this website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Oh, no way. I just happened to know it recently.
We'll
so.
Be down early to eat lunch.
So, I will get a hold of John and find out what's going on, because if he's changing the time or whoever's changing the time, they ought to let the drivers know.
It'd be good to know, and then, So, because when you let friends or family know to come visit to watch your race, you'd like to know.
Hey, I love racing, but I ain't going to get there 5 hours early, you know.
We've done that before.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Plus, we have time change.
That's right.
Sunday, yeah.
2 a.m.
Yep.
Fall back.
Yep.
So.
I do have another announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
That
you're just a boy.
Is it a
boy? No, I got enough children. I don't need no more. Okay?
He's just full of them.
Yes,
tonight.
No,
see? This is his mission to surprise you.
Next week.
No, I don't need any surprises.
Next week, being November 4th, we will have the last year's Coupe champion, Dee Hansen, in studio.
Aha, somebody's doing their job here.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I didn't mean like
thank you.
I meant it like I'm dropping the ball here. So.
We will have Dee Hansen, last year's Coupe champion, in studio.
Is our husband coming, Chris? They finished 1-2 last year.
I can't answer that question. I do know
you
she's going to be
that
here.
Question. You're fired.
But
we'll find out, though.
Yeah.
On the fourth.
She wants to talk about the females in racing in Pahrump. So we're going to let her have at it.
They got females racing in Pahrump?
She didn't make it out with a bomber. They built a bomber. What we understand, her coupe got turned into a hot rod. Chris's coupe is in parts. And the entire year, Chris has been building a bomber. She came out two races ago with it. Unfortunately, there was a few people that were sick. She couldn't make it out this week. They want to put some new shocks on it. She said last race she was bouncing all over the place. But we're running bandanas, for breast cancer awareness month, and we got a couple signed by bandanas that we have on our trunk. And so it'd be great to have her in studio, to see what's up, what Chris is going to do. Or
what kind of car, that bomber, did they build?
That was Caprice, Buick. What was that?
Chevy Caprice, I believe.
Chevy Caprice, four-door Caprice. Nice-looking car. Nice-looking car. So
can't wait. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
November 4th, huh?
Hansen.
Dee Hansen, last year's Cam Coupe, or whatever they're calling it.
Coupe champion.
Coupe champion. Yep.
Cool.
So.
Speaking of women.
Is it a boy or a girl?
That, hey, not me. I'm done with that.
Ain't that what you asked him?
Unless it's somebody else's kids, I guess. Then I'm taking care of them. But
you got an extra room?
Hey, I was going to ask you. Hey, vacation spot.
I got plenty of room.
And by me dropping the ball, you know, with Mr. Andy Dario out there at the Speedway at Willow Springs. Of course, the Speedway at WillowSprings.com. This past weekend, they had their, you know, finale race, you know their last race of the season. But they also had a team that is the first all women's or only women's race team, supposedly. That's what they're announcing it as, the only women's, all women's race team. It's Shauna Craig Racing. You can go to ShaunaCraigRacing.com, but I guess they are doing like a little reality docudrama series.
Oh, really?
And they've raced this past weekend at
Willow Springs.
Willow Springs.
Oh, cool.
The little quarter mile.
What's
there.
That website again?
ShaunaCraigRacing.com. And you can also go to the Speedway at WillowSprings.com and look on there, and there's a little article on there about
are
it.
They doing the documentary, filming themselves, or do they
following? It's a network following them.
Oh, really? What network?
I'm not exactly sure. You can go to the website and find out more.
Cool.
I just kind of happened to run across that, and we probably would have known that if Andy Dario was on the show last Tuesday. But
what is she racing?
Street stock.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, and I believe originally they started off, and they probably still have a Lucas Oil modified, but I think they maybe was over their head with that. I don't know, but they actually have an ASA street stock. They're going to be racing at some point, maybe in Havasu.
Yeah, Havasu is an ASA track.
Right.
Yeah,
so
they're sanctioned there.
Yep. So between that, of course, they did the Speedway at Willow Springs track. Of course, you guys had a chance to see that. And they're going to do the Orange Show, too.
Late models, hobbies, street stocks.
I counted a list of 12 different things going on at his track.
Skid play races, mini stock enduro. I mean,
they had it all. They had the barrel anything racing.
If it was anything, tires, all that. If it was anything like the one that we went to 2.5 months ago,
right?
I mean, it was one heck of a show.
Oh, yeah, and
right.
He listed the same amount of, you know, events going on that one night. So what's all the clicking going on there, Gary?
I have no idea. What's he's playing on?
Is he emailing the king saying, hey, you guys need to start stepping up here?
I think he's goggling something over there on whatever.
No. As you know, I
do
my
job. Attention now?
We have your attention. You're here? Excuse me. Hold on. As you know, I do my job on this radio show. Okay?
What are you trying to say? Michael doesn't?
Hey, I'm here. I'm here.
Is Andy Dario on this show yet? Let me just tell you guys what all this clicking is about.
Okay.
I am, during this radio show, to bring my fans and my listeners the proper information.
Uh-oh.
I am chatting with John Broughton as we speak.
Well, I gave him the phone number. Let him call in.
I just told him to call in the show.
So I hear all the clicking
and,
in my ear.
And
he's here.
Number one, he says he's shy.
He's shy.
He runs a track and he's shy.
702-685-8116.
We're all shy.
Second off?
I'm not a part of that chat. Hey, go out and be a part of the show.
I'm waiting for the phone to ring. It's clear. And second off, he's informing me that he was just told yesterday that we're doing a 7 o'clock
so
show.
Both of those nights are 7 p.m.
Well,
shows.
You know,
as far as you know.
I can understand them changing the time if that's what they want. But
let somebody know.
Why didn't they wait until like November 28th or 29th to tell everybody that they're changing their show? I mean, you know?
I hear a little frustration.
Well, this was a debate. Absolutely. This was a debate 2 years ago, and Jack came around and asked, because we used to run 1 o'clock in November. And, of course, being on a Saturday, 1 o'clock, there was a lot of guys that worked Saturday. Couldn't make the show, all right? But it was warmer for the fans, okay? Then he asked the drivers, do you want to go 1, 3, or 7? Well, 7 o'clock, all right, it was late in November.
And cold.
And cold. You got the car count, but you didn't get the fans to come out.
Sure.
Okay. And Chad took the in-between and went with a 3 o'clock show. The guys that work till 5, instead of asking 4 hours early,
right,
they asked, can I get out 2 hours early and bring my race car to the track? 3 o'clock, it was still warm enough for the fans, 4 hour show. We were done by 7, 8 o'clock. The issue wasn't being done. The issue was in between, do we go with the fans or do we go with the car count? And Chad decided to go 3 o'clock. Okay, happy medium there. Last year I thought it worked. Maybe something came up or whatever, and it didn't work enough, so I guess we're back to 7 o'clock.
Looks like 7 o'clock.
Well, we would have been there at 12.
Wondering why there's nobody at that track, because unless you get there like right before that gate opens, it's like ghost town there. I got there an hour early one time. I was like, man, did they change the time on me here? And obviously they didn't, but
I'd have Gary sitting at the gate with the gate locked. Did we have the right date? Okay. You know, it's going to be chilly, but, you know, hopefully the fans prepared down there. I saw this morning it was 41 degrees at 5:30.
Ooh, I'm not.
It was 55. It was 55 up here. So,
maybe if you get lucky.
That's in the morning.
If you get lucky, the track will freeze and you can race on ice.
We get studded tires. Yeah, let's get some snow tires. There you go.
There you go. Hey.
No, we don't want it to freeze.
No.
Dry slick is enough. Ice slick, we've had our fun this year on ice slick.
No more.
That's it. No, no more of that. But I guess he, you know, he's going with a number of guys. He must have asked or something.
That's for this week.
I was still under the impression we were 3 o'clock. So, good.
Yes, everybody.
I'm glad you were on. I'm glad you noticed that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because we would have been there 6 hours early.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then went to lunch. And then got there an hour late.
Right. Oh, my God. Anyways, we'll get to some more of that. You want to take a quick break? And then we'll get back to race frustrations. And now we'll get to some LVMS stuff and other local stuff.
Sounds
here.
Good.
So, see you after the break.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coop, and more, there's something for everybody, including the bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael,
and Mike,
Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we are back, and you're listening to On Wheels Now at onwheelsnow.com. Tonight's host, J.J. Nutt. And Gary Wyatt and myself, Michael, we're glad you could join us here after the half-hour break of our one-hour live show, as we do every Tuesday at 6 p.m., live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Of course, you can get other local racing information at www.thebombernation.com. That's thebombernation.com. Click on the message boards, find out what's for sale or who was talking about you, or if you got something to say, that's probably the best place to say it. TheBomberNation.com website, check it out. You'll see local schedules and the latest happenings. So welcome back. And, of course, we're talking about some time changes for your guys' schedule for your last two races.
Yeah.
So
hey, real quick, I want to say we had one of our sponsors down there, Brett, got his car going and came on out, Dale Walters.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool deal. I'm glad to hear
that. Brought out the 22 car. You know, had to thank him for the new tires that I got on my car. I think that made a big difference.
Cool.
You know, and Dale represents D&N equipment that we'll talk about each week. He handles, matter of fact, he's not going to make it out the next race because he handles SEMA show. And what D&N equipment does, he puts up lips for the SEMA show and takes them down the following weekend.
Wow.
Wheel balancers, tire changers, Dale and Nick take care of that. That's the D&N of D&N equipment. And if you're interested in some equipment, they have some for sale, 702-565-0528. That's Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, 702-565-0528. Lifts, wheel balancers, tire changers, they take care of it.
New and used.
New and used, so, yes, they
cool
do.
Deal.
So if you're looking for something like that, hey, just mention On Wheels Now, and Dale and Nick will hook it up, man. If you've got an old one laying around, they service them. They'll fix it for you, you know. Give them a call once again.
Cool deal. Hey, I did notice when I came up, it was kind of quiet outside. There's no crew chief again. Is he in training?
He's shopping.
Is he training?
He's shopping.
Did he get a Halloween costume? What's he doing?
Probably. He's in training at Sitting Sick.
That's what I thought. I thought it was kind of quiet out there, and it was just dawned on me that it must be date night.
Hey, you know.
Hey, you know, on another upside to this weekend, JJ and my family and Tim and we were invited to a surprise birthday party.
Surprise party.
Yes,
yes,
it was. As we all know, Susan Griffith, which is Justin's mother, we were invited to her mother's surprise birthday party.
Wow.
Yep.
Can I give her a heart attack?
Shirley.
No, Shirley. Yep. Sue did a fantastic job at surprising this lady.
Cool.
Fantastic. From, I must remind them of Thursday night when the Kings kicked the shit out of the Sabres.
Beep.
Oh, the Buffalo Saboteurs.
Yes.
The Buffalo Sabres.
Yes. It all started on Thursday. Sue's got a brother that lives in Buffalo, New York, and hasn't seen his mother for 5 years. And we were all at Buffalo Wild Wings, and one of Sue's sons, Gary, went and picked up the uncle, the brother.
Oh, wow.
And we were all watching the game at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he walked in and wanted to sit next to her, and she was like, get away from me, and then realized
oh,
it was her son.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that was a secret. And,
wow.
And
that's pretty
then cool. On Sunday, Sue hired an Elvis guy.
Impersonator.
Yeah. What a great job he did.
Wow. Shirley is a big fan of Elvis.
A big fan.
So,
really
and,
cool.
So, yeah, he was there for 3 hours.
2 days.
Yeah. She first, Shirley thought they were going to throw her in Sue's pool. But that's okay.
That was really cool.
Yeah. And again, happy late birthday to her.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I danced with Shirley. I still say I could gyrate my hips better than the Elvis could, so.
Oh, that Elvis did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't a fat Elvis, wasn't a skinny Elvis.
Hey, just was
hey,
a little
crying Elvis. On the fat, okay?
Well, Sue looked at me and said I was too skinny. Looked at Gary and said he's too fat.
Geez.
So I got to go outside and get me an Elvis. But he was a short Elvis.
Hey.
You would have, you
my height Elvis?
You might have
worn
it all
color. You're fat. I'm short. He's just right or whatever.
He thinks he's
too skinny. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. He would have, you might have worked, man. We could have threw a red on you. And
I can't gyrate my hips like that, so I wouldn't work.
Nope. A great time over there.
Fantastic.
For the,
total surprise.
Yep. Total surprise, and she was like, Shirley was like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? And I was like, what's a surprise
it's
if
a
you
surprise.
Tell? Yeah. And one of the things Sue was worried about was she sent out invitations, and she was worrying about her family and her friends blasting it all over Facebook.
That didn't happen.
No.
Huh?
And now
that's cool.
I seen her yesterday for a few minutes, and she said, thank God the secret's over, and now I don't have to lie to my mom and tell her what I'm not doing, so it would, you know.
Yep.
But she did a fantastic job, and the whole night she said, I don't care how much money it costed, just to see my mom happy was great. That's so.
It was nice. For me, it was nice. I was surrounded by New Yorkians.
Oh, my Lord.
Your own pink.
To hear the voices and everything, you know, and the attitudes.
Right.
And
right, you're back. You're
what
home.
Is said, and how it said, I felt right at home again with this family.
Oh, them damn
a radiator is a radiator.
Right. Them damn New Yorkians, I tell you.
That's
you know?
Cool. That's funny.
I walked in the door and I heard, how you doing?
You're like, hey!
I'm home. How you doing?
That's cool. That's funny
that's
to hear.
But it's funny they go to Buffalo Wild Wings. God forbid if they ever come out with that L.A. Wild Kings restaurant.
Wild King Wings.
They come out of L.A. Wild Kings. I know where I'm going to be spending some hockey nights.
Hey, how are the Detroit Wings doing? Are they doing okay? No.
Mexico doesn't have hockey.
No, they don't. No.
I'm still looking
Not
for that city. I'm still looking for that city.
Football down there.
Hey, can you say that again? It's
exactly right.
They have no idea what a puck is.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Net? Yeah, net. We filled it net.
I'm going to break out my notes before it goes.
Yep.
Before
you
do have to put out a disclaimer.
The past two shows, you said we never got to my notes.
No, it goes by too quick.
We'll get to your notes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's all you.
It's all you,
Michael. It's all you, Captain.
Captain of the sinking ship. Go ahead.
Did you get out to the LMS at all Friday?
No, I did not. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead. Tell me something.
I was getting texts as me and Jay was eating dinner.
Right.
I was under the impression they were testing on Friday. not racing
is what I thought. I was like, you know what? And you
no,
know,
they were racing and qualifying.
And I put myself on like what we do to kind of know what's going on. I didn't get an email that said anything different. So I did the same thing. I was like, you know what? Earlier in the afternoon, I was like about 4:45 or so. I'm like, you know, I think I'm gonna go watch some Test and Tune tonight and all that. And so I get out there and I'm like, oh crap!
You did make it.
Well, at 6 o'clock.
That's because we didn't go. That's why.
At six o'clock, I made it out there. I was like, they charged me $12. You know, $12. I'm out here to watch Test and Tune. The other racing tonight. I'm like, no way. I was pissed.
And you know what? Let me tell you this.
They got you.
They got me.
Yeah, they got you.
No
for
concessions.
You're there.
Yeah.
No concessions.
Yeah, you're there.
They had a trailer. I didn't know till later. It was off in the corner, but they didn't have the regular concessions.
Let me tell you this. A few weeks ago, I spoke to Tim Richter because I wanted to make some changes to my new car and go test it on Friday.
Right.
Because I figured we were racing Saturday.
You could have raced, yeah.
And he said, I have no room in my schedule for the bombers to test. On Friday.
You know what? They actually...
He never said nothing to me about racing on Friday.
They actually asked about Friday. On Friday, early afternoon, like noon or 1 or 2 o'clock or something like that.
He said he had no room for bombers.
I had no idea. Well, they had a full schedule going.
Yeah. And just as I say, we were at dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, my texts go off, and I'm like... What are you talking about? They're not racing
tonight. Right.
And I had to ask, are they racing or testing? And he said, oh, no, they're racing.
Oh, yeah, I got there at like 6 o'clock, a little bit after 6, and I ended up watching. They had finished up qualifying for the super late models.
Right.
Then they had the heats.
Yeah.
And then they had all the heats,
late models for Saturday.
And then they had the USAC midgets feature event, and they had the pro truck feature event. So I watched two main events that night and all the heats and qualifying. So I didn't see bomber qualifying because they had stuff for the bombers and all that earlier in the day too, and I didn't catch any of that because I didn't know. I went out there at 4 o'clock whenever it was.
Gary said to me, he says, if I would have known we were racing, I wouldn't be sitting here eating with you.
Right. You'd be out there practicing racing.
What we do about this radio show.
And I was kind of upset. I was like, I was throwing my arms up. Like, I'm supposed to know this crap. And I didn't even know. So
nope, you weren't the only one.
Yeah.
Yep. Major fail.
Sucked. But it was a good night of racing. Got to watch.
Did you go Saturday?
I'd go Saturday, yeah. Well, what happened was I bought my tickets on Friday night for Saturday, stuck with my truck, and then went out there. It was me, Haley, her friend, and then James went. Got out to the track. I took my wife's car, and I pulled in a parking spot. I was like, oh, crap. The tickets are in my truck in my driveway at home.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh, man. So I drove home. I didn't get back to 6:30 or something like that, but it was still a good night of racing.
Here's the way that evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That sucks. But yeah, I did go Saturday. It was good. It was long. Like every division except for the trucks and the midgets lost over half their field by the time the main event was finished. Every bombers,
crash.
Late models, breakdowns and crash. So had one car flip upside down. So
I saw some pictures on Facebook of.
It wasn't a bad roll. He got caught under somebody's nose, and it's kind of, low flip.
Just rolled him over.
Matt Johnson.
Yep,
Johnson.
I think that's
and
who
that was. Dennis Rock.
Yep. Got him under him, yes. According to the pitchers.
Yep, yep. So. No, it was good. It was long. When they get the 150-lap races and they lose half your field, it gets a long race. Late models, same thing. You get the 100-lapper. Long race because it gets so spread out. By the time the race is finished, they got 9 cars left. It's like it gets kind of boring, but it was all right. Besides that, it was.
I saw one car as a result of the wreck fest. You said,
yeah.
I saw that 42 bomber.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Did you happen to see what happened?
You know, I didn't say that. Like,
now we're going to get the real story. What's going on?
I'd say Justin was not driving very good. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I got there. I don't know what I was doing, but I didn't see. All I saw was his car was already messed up when I got there. His hood was halfway popping up while he was going around, so it had already happened before I, you know, got
there.
That's
it. You get yourself out of that one quick, Mike.
So I got there after 6:30.
Get yourself, you didn't see what happened.
Yeah.
He had already. What happened.
It sounds like he's got
the bombers that,
back there.
The bombers had already started, you know, they were running when I was walking up.
He's so. Got the flagman condition.
I didn't see that.
That's what he's got. I'm 80%+ sure I wasn't there and didn't see it.
So I don't know what happened. What did he say happened?
I don't know, maybe
he said they were spinning on front of him.
Oh,
yeah.
That's possible.
That went over.
Everybody was spinning everywhere. He's running in everybody. So.
Jason Sullins ran over the front of him. That's what I got.
It's possible.
Okay. If he ran over the front of him, either Jason was in reverse,
like,
or Justin was completely sideways.
It's that
because
pink,
the left front
the
fender,
acting each other.
Because the left front fender was peeled back, and the left front side of the bumper was pushed down.
So how
you run over something and get something pushed down and peeled back towards the driver? I don't know. I run over something, usually you crush it.
Right.
Okay. Or you just get pushed up out of the way. I don't know what happened with that. But, you know, then again, if there's a video out there, I haven't seen it.
I'm
you
sure
know.
One will pop up
you can't,
somewhere.
You can't tell what happens unless you're in the driver's seat. So.
That's the worst seat in the house.
Most of
the driver's seat.
You know.
Jeez.
So. Tell long stories. Long stories. It's unusual.
Fun.
I haven't seen one like that.
Yeah.
In Demolition Derby, I've seen.
The skin's peeled back.
I've seen
funny.
That. But
TV off. TV off.
There we go. Philadelphia Flyers 3, Kings 2 in overtime. Oh, unhappy. He's like, I got to go. Now I got to deal with him the rest of the night.
I'm sorry. I got to go early.
Didn't that just, was that at home or was that at Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Oh, so they're
in
six
Philly.
Game straight home streak.
But I guarantee you that last goal will be appealed. Yes.
Okay.
Now, right. How many
will take it to the appellate?
Hold on.
L.A.
Six straight at home.
That's what I said.
Which is the L.A. Kings' long streak.
Right.
In their club.
Correct. That's why I asked if this was home or away.
Away.
If that streak was broken or not.
They lose. He gets testy. He gets testy, man.
Man.
Look at him.
Man.
How many games do they play total again?
146.
Seemed like that. So they got a good chance of maintaining a good lead, huh?
Jeez.
Great. I got to
go
out to
Kings
dinner
go.
With.
Well, they're only six games in. Is that what?
No. They're
a lot more than that.
Yeah. I think this was their ninth game, tenth game of the year.
I'm surprised his phone ain't blowing up from the Buffalo Sabres.
I'll get that story here in a minute.
Well, you had to go through that last year. The whole Kings thing. Please, not another year like that. No.
Please, no.
Hey, getting back to my notes.
Yeah,
getting back to your notes.
Here.
What do I got? 17th annual 2014 in the Desert, November 12th through the 15th at Vegas. Of course, 17th year.
I haven't heard any of the guys coming out from Perrone, but then again, you never know. You know, they are running sport mods out there, and
you know, and that division has been growing every year.
Schenberger has been testing the sport mod down there, along with I forgot his name, Hayden. I'm not sure, Haley, Hayden, but a buddy is. They've been Chad's been letting them run their sport mods.
Okay.
And I didn't ask them whether they were looking to do the day after the duel because they've added that to the show up here.
And so, Hatfield?
That's it. There you go. I know I was close. It had an H.
So you're saying at Trump they're going to run the sport mods?
No.
At the duel in the desert.
At the duel in the desert.
Yeah, that's
and
been growing.
I don't know. You know, only the modifieds are advertised.
Yes.
They've added the sport mods. There's going to be one with them down in Portland on Sunday. So I don't know where Eric Schoenberger is going to be up here at LVMS or... That's a good question. Next time we go down, I'll get a hold of him,
okay.
I ask him. I was standing right next to him handing out candy, you know,
right.
And it totally
right.
blanked my mind.
It'd be a few days before
this is
the big event.
This
so.
Was the third race, I think, they've had Hatfield and
yes.
Schoenberger running their sport mod. So whether they're dialing it in for Perum or whether they're going to set it up for LVMS,
right.
I don't know, but.
Cool.
If I come across them on when we running? The
8th? November 8th.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Late
night show.
I just think we should get there at 11 and make sure it isn't changed to 12.
Yes.
You know. So you never know. If we don't follow the website, we're screwed. So we'll keep after that. And would you please get on your Facebook and we'll check that for crying out loud. How dare you not check your Facebook?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, Perump Valley Speedway hasn't updated their MySpace page in 6 years. Waiting for them to update that. I
they're still showing you fourth in points over there. Yeah.
You know?
First in point.
And that's in 2008, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? Thanks for bringing that to our attention there, Michael. Because I was under the impression it was a 3 p.m. start time, because that's what it was on the website 3 days ago when I looked. And as I say, I spoke with John, and it is
confirmed.
Of right now, it is a
7 p.m. show.
7 p.m. start time.
We just would have had to gone over to Biggs and eat lunch over there, that's all.
The Chinese
buffet, Biggs, who knows? You know, we could have had lunch over there. We could have met JT over there. That's where I think he primes himself. He has a couple beers and shots.
I don't think they serve alcohol.
I don't think they do. And I think, why JT promoting that place? They don't serve alcohol. I got a hard time believing that.
Hey, did you put this on? Let's go back to
your notes.
My notes here.
Sorry to take you off track, Michael.
Concentrating on my notes here. What time is it? Oh, man.
You got 12 minutes.
Look at this. Where does this time go?
All right.
I don't know where this
I'm
time
sorry,
goes.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Real quick. You guys are racing the 8th
yes.
and the 22nd.
At right. 7 p.m.
That's
at
7
p.m., according
yes.
to the official website.
Today.
Confirmed today.
Yes.
Just minutes ago.
By John Broughton.
By John Broughton.
While we're chatting.
While you're chatting. I could hear it in my headset.
Yes.
So, but the 29th. At Havasu, you guys race a 2 p.m. show at Havasu 95 Speedway. The factory stocks, they're going to be racing on the dirt.
Yeah, did you find out anything about that? Half on the track, half in the dirt?
Well,
did you get the lowdown?
No, but they...
He can you get Andy to come on the show? How's he going to get...
I can make a phone call. But
he couldn't even remember his tickets.
I know, I checked the wrong car.
Michael,
and he's looking for a hockey team in Mexico. This is the guy leading the ship here.
He's going to see if he knows anybody that plays hockey
in
Mexico.
Hey, you guys mentioned it was a sinking ship, and I agree. Hey,
he thinks it's Mexico Red Wings.
Yeah. Hey, there's probably more Mexicans on the L.A. Kings than there are on any other.
You know what? You're probably right, pal.
So, hey, what do you think? Race 29?
I think the Sabres got shut out today.
It could be your birthday race, huh?
On yeah, your birthday.
On the infield?
No.
On the, it's just you
know, no,
two
don't.
Factory stocks on dirt. That's
no,
what it
don't.
Says. On the
That's
dirt.
That's all it says.
All it says. Yeah.
You know,
factory stocks on dirt.
On dirt.
Someone this weekend, don't remember who, was telling me that they're going to go half on the track.
Arlie Daniels.
And that's what they did last time. They actually had part of the, all they did last time was had it completely on the asphalt all the way around and then just had where you had to zigzag into the infield around some cones and then back out.
Oh, kind of like a dog leg.
Yeah, kind of
a
dog leg.
The flagpole race.
Yeah, like the flagpole race, except in the part of it in there. That's what they did last time. So I'm assuming it's that and maybe even a little more. I don't know. But, hey, smile on your face, Gary.
Oh.
Kick off your winner series.
I mean, might as well be. That's when?
29th.
29th. See, November 22nd, they're running out at LVMS, the show that we went to last year.
Oh,
you want to touch on that?
Yeah, that's the West Coast track cramp championship. Is that the one you're talking about?
Right, SRL. And,
yep, the Spears SRL 8 models, Lucas Oil Modifieds are going to be racing here at LVMS, the S2 models, the SRL Legend Car Championship, and the Midget Series Championship.
Are they going to have a 27 in the Lucas Oil Modifieds?
Here's what was my thought.
Because we were there last year, and 48 mods showed up.
Yeah.
And they started 26.
You know,
they sent 22 packing.
I'd be one of the ones packing because they're pretty fast. You know, I couldn't compete with them guys if I just showed up. I had a tough time practicing by myself.
Are you thinking of it?
No. But I was thinking about maybe trying to make the 29th race at Havasu for the late model race. So, but there's a lot of different things I got to finish
for the late model race.
Yeah, they get to late model. It's a 100 lap late model race. So.
Havasu. And how many laps are the factories going?
They're usually 25 laps down there, something like that. So.
November 29th. You say,
not confirmed for me yet. I'll be out of town the weekend.
Three races in a month. You want to start the travel early, Mr. Wyatt? You want to hit the road?
I'm just throwing it out there. There is a race then, so. But anyways.
Gary's a little gun shy to have a suit.
After last time.
You know.
I'm scared.
You know, I can understand that. You know, after wrecking three quarters of the nose of the front of the 65 and having to repair that, I can understand that. Totally not his fault.
You can go watch racing this weekend on the 1st.
Where?
Irwindale. Their third final night of distribution down there. They just added on.
Oh, really?
They have the figure eight races, skid plate racing. They have figure eight chain race.
Oh, that figure eight stuff is wild.
Demolition derby, enduro open comp, and trailer racing.
Enduro? What's an enduro open comp?
I don't know. I guess
100 laps or 200 laps. Bring your car.
Enduro open comp.
And that's on the 1st.
That's on the 1st. Irwindale. I'm going to Irwindale. Yeah. So.
On the 1st.
On the 1st.
Yeah, you get two things to think about. November 1st and November 29th. That's in 5 weekends.
You can go
three
watch
tracks.
You go watch
and we can race
this weekend, huh?
Three tracks and we can race four of them. Okay? The 1st, the 8th, 22nd, and the 29th. There you go. Whole month of racing.
Wow.
Enduro Open Cup. No. Two in Pahrump, one down in Havasu, half pavement, half dirt. Sounds like your dream's coming true.
He's not.
Three tracks, four races,
I'm not sure.
The whole month of November.
He's
don't
not
worry. Sure, I'll feed you a turkey in between there somewhere.
I'll go to sleep.
Don't forget, 2 p.m. show. It's a day show also.
Yeah, but then our time will be changed.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. So, Tim,
that means you can catch up Golden Corral. That means you can make Golden Corral.
Tim,
no, we got a Golden Corral here.
Tim gets no time off from 1st to the 30th of November.
You better get a written letter, written note for that, pal.
Oh,
interfere with Timmy time. What the hell's wrong with you?
We need a commandment from God to come down to excuse him for an entire month. Jesus.
I just can't let him go like
four,
that.
Four races, three tracks, three states.
Ooh.
Arizona, Nevada, and California. Four races.
Like a challenge, Gary.
Three tracks.
I'm not scared.
The first, the 8th, the 22nd, and the 29th, man.
I'm not scared.
There's something we haven't done. We can do it. We'll do it. We can set up something like that,
Gary,
next year.
You know that's better than any trophy. That's
I'm
bragging right.
I'm not scared.
Four races, three tracks in a month from the 1st to the 29th. And I bet you I could find one for Sunday on the 30th.
Yeah.
Is Blythe running?
Actually, Blythe is, but not that day. Not that
way.
Actually, they're racing on the 15th.
Hold on. Huh?
Yes, they are. They're racing on the 15th. Blythe is racing on the 15th. That's
four
tracks. California.
Yeah.
California.
Three states. Five races. There you go, man.
You could do it.
There you go.
You could do it.
Not scared.
The first, the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and the 29th. Five races. Four tracks, three states.
Harry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's Women Factory Stocks that night. I-10 Speedway, November 15th. Skid plate racing, soft tour trucks, street stocks, Women Factory Stocks, and factory tours.
Okay. Five races, four tracks,
and a big.
Three.
Good answer.
Three.
Three states, two wigs.
Exactly. Two wigs, exactly.
We can pull that off.
Who says that Donna Racing is the only all-women race team?
That's all we need is a documentary coming after all.
Yeah.
Get escorted out to the nine-county line. That's the type of documentary
we're used
have.
To that. Oh, my God. Hey, real quick, I know we're running out of time, but don't forget some other really great racing the end of November. The Davey Hamilton's King of the Wing paved track high horsepower wing sprint cars.
Yeah, those
starting
are live.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday race starting in Madera, Friday, November 21st. Irwindale on the 22nd Saturday, and Kern Raceway on Sunday the 23rd. So,
that's nice.
And actually,
that's a nice challenge.
This weekend at Irwindale, they're going to have the exhibition of the King of the Wings. So they're going to have some sprint cars out there just doing an exhibition.
Cool. At LVMS.
So if you make
it
out of Irwindale.
Irwindale.
Yep, this week. So if you make it down there to Irwindale, probably a great night of racing.
A few guys might show up to test.
Yeah, actually.
We've got about 2 minutes left. Real quick.
Yep.
Dee Hansen will be next in the studio
November
next
4th?
Weekend. Next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Go ahead, real quick
with the.
I want to thank about a pick apart, camp out, reliable banner, pick art radiator, D&N equipment. Thanks for all that what you guys doing. Good run out there this weekend, Dave.
And let's remind them again that Prompt Valley Speedway is a 7 p.m. start on the 8th for the race.
Officially.
Officially. A 3 p.m. start for the day after the duel on Sunday, and then a 7 p.m. start on the 22nd.
So.
Bring your long johns.
And that is
going to be cold.
That is right from John Braun.
So it is official.
Yes. Wow. Unless they change their mind during the show next time.
Wraps it up. I got to my notes. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. I love to get to my notes. It's a good night. Hey, we had a good show the last few times here, so it goes
And we'll have
quick.
A great one next week with D. Hansen, man.
There you go.
And hopefully Chris comes along, too.
Next Tuesday, live at 6 p.m. here on WheelsNow.com. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.